Now, more than 30 women have attended a free self-defence course in Derry as police in the city hunt a man who attacked two women there last weekend. The women gathered at a gym last night for 2 hours of instruction on how to protect themselves. Patrolling's been stepped up in public parks and the two victims have been interviewed, but so far there's been no arrest. Taking part in the class were several people who regularly use the parks where the women were attacked. Our Northern correspondent Conor McCauley spoke to the participants.
It's 7:30 in the evening and a gym in Derry is full of women who've signed up to learn self-defence.
We're not going to be able to stop everything, but all we can do for now at least is learn things that might equip with learning how to keep yourself safe.
There are 30 women here, many of them motivated to attend after a man with a knife attacked two women in separate city parks just over a week ago. Police say the attacks are linked and the motive was sexual. Both women were able to fight off their assailant. But it's left women in the city, like Blaheen Thomasius, feeling unnerved and vulnerable.
I studied in Dublin myself, and then I spent the last 2 years working in Wales, and I've come back to Derry and I don't really recognise my city. Before, me and my best friend would have felt so comfortable on nights out, walking home together, getting in any random taxi, just feeling free in our city. And now I'm older and wiser than I've ever been before, and I wouldn't feel as independent, especially with what's been going on.
Derry councillor Catherine McDade helped organise a vigil in response to what happened and says a much wider conversation is needed.
We need the man who's done this, we need him arrested and off the streets, but we need a broader societal change. You know, this isn't the first time that women have felt afraid. At the end of the day, if you're walking down the street and it's a bit dark and you see a man approaching, chances are that man's not going to hurt you, but you might still, your heart might skip a beat and you might still choose to cross the road. And that's because of societal norms. That's not because of one individual case. That's something that's historical, and we need to start at the very beginning and start educating young boys about how they should not be accepting any misogyny, any misogynistic jokes. We need to educate from a young age and change the culture.
There's been a high-profile policing operation, but so far, no arrest. The fact that one attack was in broad daylight has compounded women's long-standing concerns about their safety, says Paula Moorhouse.
We're all aware of having to be careful in dark areas or anywhere that is very lonely. We're all aware of that. But now it's daylight, and all of a sudden it's a different fear. You know, and everybody is feeling it. Everybody talks about it. We were just saying, you're actually beginning to feel it in the house now. You know, you're checking door. It's, you know, it's a knock on. It doesn't leave you, you know.
Her friend, Kira Grant, agrees.
I just think that it's really sad that a lot of women have felt that their sense of freedom has been encroached. And it's a very scary time. And I think that there's a lot of anger, and at a time where a woman's attacked in broad daylight, it's just unacceptable. And things like, you take for granted doing your shopping, going to work, going for a walk. And I feel that when you have to start to plan your route, even during the daytime, things have gone too far.
And that report was from our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.